This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Here we go.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
I'm Scott Hennin.
He's off the witch.
Kevin Flynn riding shotgun, and Senator Kevin Cramer here momentarily. So we can kick off a talk radio town hall, which we do every other Friday with Senator Cramer. And your opportunity to chat with him about whatever is on your mind. Ask questions of one of your two U.S. senators in North Dakota, which is something that's pretty rare, folks. This is not something that... Of all the 50 states, you're going to find an equivalent, I don't believe, anywhere, where you have literally a U.S. senator on the phone taking questions about anything and everything. That's simple. So my suggestion for the fine audience of What's on Your Mind is that you take advantage of it. And whatever it might be that you have in the way of a suggestion or a concern or a problem or idea, want to know more about a particular situation that's being dealt with in the U.S. Congress, you let us know, okay? 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. And we're told that Senator Cramer might be a few minutes late because he is... Oh, he got him, okay. In a vehicle traveling today, so I had to get to a spot where cell service was working. Okay. Senator Cramer, welcome. How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks. How are you?
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you.
I have a question to start, and then we're going to get to the calls and comments here, but I'm not sure you had the time or desire to see the press briefing yesterday at the White House with Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, but he says the border is open. Or, excuse me, the border is not open. The border is secure. The border is, everything is just fine, according to Mayorkas. When you hear the Homeland Security Secretary of the United States, Biden cabinet officials say the border is not open, what do you make of that?
Well, the one thing I'll say on his behalf is he's consistent. He has consistently stated that the border is secure, that the border is not open, that everything's fine, nothing to see here. The guy is, I would say he's the pathological liar, except that I'm pretty sure that is the official position of this administration. And you know, it's disgusting to me. Anybody with a brain knows it's not true. I think every liberal knows it's not true. Unless he's their only source. So it's disgusting. It's blatantly untrue. He is the one cabinet secretary that of all of them that I think that the House ought to bring up charges on him. And now they're going to put him in front of the committees and ask him the same questions over and over, and he'll give the same lies over and over. And I think they should hold him in contempt. Absolutely hold him in contempt, just like Democrats did with Steve Bannon and others. They had to do whatever they can to get him on perjury charges if the president isn't smart enough to get rid of him.
when you say bring him up on charges, you're talking about impeachment of the cabinet official.
Well, see, the first thing you have to do is ask him a question under oath, and then when he lies, you can charge him with perjury or contempt, and then you have a crime. In my view, that's a high crime and misdemeanor is perjury.
I asked a question earlier, based on what is happening, what we know is happening with our own eyes, despite the lies that come from the Biden administration, what are the consequences going to be?
Yeah, so that's a really great question, because that's the bottom line. What are the consequences? Well, one of the consequences we're already experiencing, of course, is that with all the chaos at the border, it makes it much, much easier for the Chinese and others, drug traffickers, to traffic fentanyl and other illegal and illicit drugs, which, of course, is having a human life toll on about 100,000 Americans every single year. The other thing it does that makes it easier for human traffickers to move, people across. And then there's the cost on an education system and communities that aren't equipped to handle this, this type of an influx of citizens or of visitors, if you will, and children into their education systems, healthcare costs. Ultimately, it's a drain on the economy as well, especially since these people aren't even allowed to work, even if they want to. Now, there's a lot to what the president has been talking about regarding, the asylum process and providing what they call a parole asylum process, which it really becomes an additional magnet, if you will, for people. But in that parole process, he would give them a work permit much sooner, like within a couple of weeks, rather than 6 months, which is what they have to wait now. So I suppose you could say on the upside, we have some workforce that right now we're in dire need of. On the other hand, it just becomes an additional magnet, which seems to be their whole goal, is just to flood the country with illegal aliens from all over the world. And Scott, it's hard to blame the people coming across the border. I mean, it's really hard to blame them for doing something that Joe Biden has encouraged them to do since he was a candidate for president.
Let's take some calls for Senator Kramer. Others, welcome at 701-271-1100. You can text your questions in, too, at 701-237-1590. Here's Eric in Grand Forks. Go ahead, Eric, for Senator Kramer.
Good morning, Senator Kramer. I have a question for you about Congress. What can Congress do to secure the border? I know they have the ability to declare war, and I feel like the invasion that's going on at our southern border is an act of war. We're not protecting our borders. What can be done by Congress?
Yeah, so the greatest question and the most often heard question these days is what can Congress do, right? And the one thing Congress is doing, it's interesting there, right now in this standoff that Kevin McCarthy is having with the president, it is one of the things that Congress can do. Congress doesn't have a lot of power individually, even as one chamber or the other. I'll get into the Senate in a minute, but one of the things the House does, of course, they have the power of the purse, appropriations and taxation starts in the House. So the fact that Kevin McCarthy is leveraging that power in the case of now the raising of the debt ceiling, it's somewhat related, of course, is exactly what Congress can do. When you need Congress, when he has to have Congress to do something he desires, in this case, raise the debt ceiling, and especially when it begins there, that's when Congress leverages its authority. And that's what Kevin McCarthy's doing with his debt ceiling, regardless of what the president himself is saying, is not only legitimate, it's obligatory. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. Yet the thing the Senate has in terms of what they can do, especially in a minority situation like the Senate is with Republicans in the minority, is to hold up nominees. As you know, there's a lot of controversy over Senator Tommy Tuberville holding up about 130 promotions, military promotions, mostly generals and probably some undersecretaries, things like that, but mainly generals. one person holding all of that up because of the president and Secretary Austin's decision to violate the Hyde Amendment by paying for travel costs and other things and letting military personnel travel to get an abortion. So in the case of the border, the one thing we can do is hold up all nominees to Homeland Security. You can hold up nominees to the State Department, I suppose, Department of Defense if you wanted. Those are some of the what I call more defensive things that Congress can do. The other thing they do is exactly what a group of senators are doing right now, and that is keep putting the spotlight on the problem. So I said earlier, Scott, everybody knows what's going on at the border. Not necessarily everybody, because some people will watch media outlets that will protect the president and not reveal what's going on at the border.
Eric, if you have anything else to ask Senator Kramer to follow up, hold on. We're going to take a break. And Peter and Fargo behind Eric. Some texts rolling in as well. Your call's welcome for Senator Kramer, 701-271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When to come and see what you had done, Mama. Oh, Mama.
I'm guessing Senator Kramer remembers that song and most importantly the singer. Do you?
Well, I mean, it's one of B.J. Thomas's best. Gosh, and what a sweetheart of a guy he was. Miss him.
Mama by B.J. Thomas right Mama. There, heading into Mother's Day weekend, 20 past the hour on the What's on Your Mind. We're continuing with Senator Cramer. Somebody weighed in on the question of what is things going to look like 20 years from now, given the open borders, and said, imagine every city being like Minneapolis when you have large populations of illegal immigrants who elect people like Ilhan Omar. Imagine having 20 Ilhan Omars in Washington. Let that sink in. I mean,
just imagine this along those lines, Scott. That's first of all, it all depends on where the illegals are coming from, because one of the things that Democrats have been a bit surprised by is that, guess what? A lot of Hispanics are Republican. They find out when they compare the two parties that, hey, we want to work for a living. We're free marketers. We're pro-life. We believe in the traditional family, and we're finding more and more, as you know, going the Republican way with regard to illegals, and it's hard to separate them out from legal immigrants. But to the Minneapolis illustration, that's a pretty scary illustration. Did you see that? What's the other member of the squad? Tlaib. Can you imagine this, you guys? In the United States of America today, a member of the United States House of Representatives tried to sponsor an anti-Israel rally in the United States Capitol. It had multiple anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish people, groups coming in to do a rally against Israel. And thank goodness for Kevin McCarthy. I'm not sure Nancy Pelosi would have shut it down, but Kevin McCarthy did.
Peter in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Cramer.
Hi, Senator Cramer.
Hi, Peter.
I just want to take this Mother's Day moment to thank and God bless your mother for your being here. Special, of course.
Yeah, it is special for sure.
I've got a book in front of me. Great. Thank you. I've got a book in front of me on the Declaration of Independence, and under Section 8, it says the Congress shall have the authority to provide for the calling of a militia to protect or suppress and repel invasions. A few words left out for brevity.
Yeah.
Repel and the invasions. Why doesn't the Congress vote to do that? And why don't we let the Democrats vote to not acknowledge it? And,
sure.
And let's make them defend their ridiculous position.
Yeah, Peter's got an interesting idea. It gets back sort of to the Declaration of War powers, of course, and whether or not, you know, the Congress can, quote, unilaterally do that and it would have an impact. In other words, maybe in all likelihood it wouldn't be enforceable. In all likelihood, you know, the president as a commander-in-chief, let's not forget he did send 1,500 active duty military people to the border to do paperwork. I mean, it's just mind-numbing when you think of all the demands on our military right now. But I think, Peter, what you're saying is do it anyway. Do it anyway. Force a vote on the situation, see how it turns out, or if nothing else, at least force them sort of to defend it. I think the challenge would be more political than it would be anything, and that is, as you call it, an invasion at the border, and I would agree. I don't know how you'd call it anything other than that, particularly, Peter, particularly going back to that fentanyl statistic. This is how they are moving illicit drugs, not just across the border, but then into every community in the United States, every state, every county, every school that they can get to, and ultimately every neighborhood that they'll get to. We've made it so easy for them to do exactly that. So I think you have a valid point in terms of it being an invasion. I'd need to noodle that a little more, and I'd certainly be happy to listen to more people's thoughts on how to do it in a way that, doesn't undermine other issues and integrities, but we are in a battle at our own border. I don't think there's any question.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Fred in Wing. Fred for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Fred.
You know, when I called, I didn't even know you'd be on there, Senator.
Hi, Fred.
What I wanted to talk about. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. And Ascension Sunday this week, the day that Jesus went up into the air.
Yeah, right.
And the disciples sit there looking.
Yeah.
And he says, just go get busy, because one day he's coming back the same way. Just get busy, let's get it done. So that's what we're doing out here.
And then make last disciples night, of all nations.
Yeah. Last night, or 2 days ago, President Trump was interviewed on CNN. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I did. I've only seen clips and heard clips.
Well, on Newsmax TV last night, they had a pretty good analogy of what happened on CNN. So anyway, it was good. He came on and he said the election was stolen. He said that it was corrupt. And he said, we got to do something about it. The lady said, that's not, it's a lie.
Right.
Well, I don't believe it's a lie. Trump doesn't believe it's a lie. Many people believe it's a lie. You say we're supposed to not say anything about it. And now the Constitution, and God has this stuff in his possession where I gave it to him. The Constitution says five different times that the Congress can investigate it and the Congress can stop the election and the Congress can redo it. And we didn't do that.
No, it doesn't say that.
So I'd just like to hear one more time why Trump is so stupid that he doesn't, that's not true.
Well, first of all, the Congress doesn't have the authority to do those things. Congress has the authority to count and certify the election. The second thing, though, Fred, with regard to your point about them always saying, and when I say them, Scott, you know, we all know this, every sentence on the topic begins with the falsehood, the lie, repeating the lie, as though somehow that's the one thing, that's the one characteristic, and he's the one politician that gets to have that presumption built into everything every time they report about it. They don't ever report that Joe Biden lied constantly. I mean, we have him on record so many times. You know, video line. They don't ever refer to him as continuing the lie that Hunter Biden didn't have a laptop. He continues the lie that he didn't have anything to do with Hunter Biden's relationship to China. They never do that. I don't know another circumstance where they do that except with this one. And I don't happen to believe that the election was stolen in the sense that there was anything illegal. I think all the evidence is pretty well demonstrated that that's the case.
Hold that thought, if you would, Senator Cramer. We are up against the break. Fred, don't go anywhere. We'll get you the rest of the answer after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now, you buy one, and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Title 42 has officially expired.
The COVID-era policy was lifted just before midnight last night. It had allowed for migrants who had recently been in the country where a communicable disease was present to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border. While U.S. border communities will be getting the initial surge, officials in cities thousands of miles away say that they're also expecting to be overwhelmed as migrants are flown or bused to their cities. The government will now return to a decades-old section of the U.S. code that carries more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis, known as Title 8. I'm Skip Kelly.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, last night called out the president for what's happening at the United States-Mexico border. Cruz on the shoreline in Brownsville, Texas.
Come down here, President Biden. Stop hiding in the basement. Stop pretending this misery is not your fault. Stop it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker.
Jimmy Dean, been a long time since we had a little Jimmy Dean bumper music there, a little mom tribute with I Owe You, heading into Mother's Day weekend. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall on the Flag, 701-271-1100. Anything, questions, comments you have for Senator Cramer, bring them on. You can text, too, at 701-237-1590. Okay, sorry, go ahead and finish your answer to Fred.
Election thing, Scott, I agree with Fred that, first of all, again, as I said, no other politician, no other personality, no other news story gets covered constantly with referring to it as a lie. Second of all, the fact that the election was manipulated by the way the media covers the election is indisputable. And you can go back to the first time he ran and won. They tried to do the same thing with the Russian hoax, except they didn't prevail. And then ultimately they were made fools of by the evidence supporting the fact that not only was there not a Russian hoax or a collusion with Russia with Donald Trump, but there was with Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. But they conveniently forget that one. So I agree that, I think it's a, I don't know that it's a real winning argument for him to always say it, but when asked the question, I don't know why anybody would think he would have changed his mind somehow recently. I had reporters ask me about it. I said, what do you think of that? And I said, it wouldn't be Donald Trump if he didn't say that. Why do you guys relitigate the same Donald Trump over and over and over again? The American people already have. Anyway, so I agree with Brett on all that.
And again, he even cited the fact that the whole Hunter laptop story was suppressed in collusion, really, by social media and the FBI. And how many votes did that cost? That's an example of a stolen election, isn't it?
In a couple of states, it could have cost them the election, without a question. And, by the way, maybe some senators and some congressmen as well. So, yes, the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story is one, maybe the best example, but probably just one example of many in terms of how the media skews their coverage of elections, particularly Donald Trump. But remember, the media always felt duped by Donald Trump because they didn't know that winning was one of the possibilities in 2016, and he made fools of all of them. And then he spent 4 years, dancing on their heads, and then I'll bring that all the way up to CNN a couple of nights ago, and he did it again to them. But they willingly did it. And why did they do it? Because now that Donald Trump's an announced candidate, that he's the front runner, that he leads, by the way, let's not forget he's leading in the polls, not just leading the Republican primaries, He's leading the current president in the polls. They have no choice but to cover him. And I don't, I'd say, you know, I don't say this a lot, but I'd say good on CNN for doing what they did. And I know they're taking a pounding from a lot of their peers, but they need to do something to get viewers.
Fred, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Texter wants to know why we don't use E-Verify to solve the invasion.
Well, now there is a savvy, that's a savvy listener right there. So E-Verify is one of the controversial topics that Kevin and Speaker McCarthy and the Republicans had to deal with the other night on passing their border bill. Which did they do that last night? Was that yesterday or was that this morning? Doesn't matter. It's in the last.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Yep.
Okay. So E-Verify is actually one of the more controversial topics because some people feel like E-Verify can be as abused as easily as it can be a tool. I don't know if E-Verify, how helpful it would be at the border necessarily, but I think it's essential, an essential tool with, when people go into work and getting work permits and green cards.
Yeah, if you come here illegally and then right. hope to work and you can't work because E-Verify is used as it's intended, you'd go home, wouldn't you?
Well, that would be the thought for sure. It'd be the automatic. The thing about many of them that are coming across now, Scott, is I get back to the asylum issue. A lot of them are claiming asylum, and the liberals, of course, are all too happy to give them asylum, and they give them this date well into the future for a hearing, or in some cases, no date for a hearing. That's the issue that I forget, was it a Florida judge or some judge somewhere just put a stay on. Letting them come in without a date for a trial or a date for a hearing, because that's the other thing they're doing. The system's so overwhelmed that they're just not giving them a date and saying, you know, we'll let you know when your hearing is. Go ahead and enjoy, you know, Disney World or whatever they do. But E-Verify is a very good tool for tracking immigration. Sure.
The border bill you mentioned that the House passed yesterday. Do you think there's enough John Testers, if you will, a little worried about their reelection coming up on the on the Democratic side that this has a chance of being sent to the president?
Well, here's the trick, Scott. The thing about the John Testers of the world, just so that people understand, of course, it takes 60 votes to pass a bill like that. That means that if all 49 Republicans vote for it, 11 Democrats have to. That means that 10 Democrats can vote for it, and if they don't get one more, 10 of them tried valiantly, but they still didn't pass. So I don't know that there are enough John Testers, as you put it. This election cycle in the Senate is one where the map greatly benefits Republicans. There's a lot more vulnerable, well, I shouldn't say a lot. There are more vulnerable Democrats up for reelection than vulnerable Republicans. And there are three in particular, John Tester being one of them, of course, Joe Manchin the other, and Sherrod Brown in Ohio the other. They're the top three. We really don't have any, you know, anybody in that tough of a spot, but we do, you know, Ted Cruz probably the most vulnerable of the Republican incumbents up for reelection, given his narrow numbers last time, and he's drawn a pretty strong opponent again this time. So what that means is there aren't 11 John Testers. There aren't 11 people, Democrats, incumbents in vulnerable spots. So I don't think there are 11, Scott, but there might be 6 or 7 or 8 that want to be on the record, whether they're on the ballot this time or not. I just think that they're too smart politically within and too tied to their base to let 11 of them actually vote the right direction.
Let's go to Paul in Minnesota for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Paul. Thanks for waiting. You're up next.
Hey, I got a quick story about my mom. She was a cake baker. She would make wedding cakes, birthday cakes, all kinds of cakes. And at times, she had 5 wedding cakes. Yeah, she had 5 wedding cakes on the tables. And that's why I don't like cake anymore, because I had my fill. Anyway, my dad died when I was 12. And my mom, she made sure that I went through gun safety because she grew up on a farm. Her brothers were hunters, and my dad was a hunter, and she made sure that I went through gun safety. Now, what I wanted to say to you, Senator Kramer, if I was in the Senate, I'd be screaming on the rooftops about the school shootings. Why do they take place? Because they're gun-free zones. When I was in high school in the 70s, there were no school shootings because people could bring their guns to school, like I did, to go hunting afterwards. There was guns on the premises all the time. And when they made this rule that schools are going to be gun-free zones, that's when they started to happen. And I would say to you to start talking to your colleagues and get something done about taking that label off of the schools, because there are schools in this country that have faculty and members of the janitorial staff that carry. They're allowed to carry in the schools, and there is no shootings at those schools.
All right, Paul, appreciate the call. Any comment, Kevin?
Well, he makes a valid point. I'm not sure that that one size fits all in every school, and I'm not sure we'd be convincing to my colleagues who just have no comprehension of guns. He had a wonderful mother who brought him up right and taught him all the right things, because, you know, as he said, she grew up in a rural setting and all those. But so many people, they don't. That said, his fundamental point is exactly right. And I think one of the most effective ways to harden a school, frankly, to keep kids safe. Now, you still have the problem of what causes people to shoot, what's in their hearts, what's in their brains that makes them even go down this horrible, horrible path that these mass shooters go down. That's another whole issue. But in terms of hardening the schools, I agree. This is why I think, frankly, and I've been a strong advocate for, and that is reciprocity for concealed carry, so that the good guys who have that, is both that desire and have been through the training and conceal and carry, have that same right in every state in the country. I think way too many buildings, too many office buildings, too many retail areas, too many neighborhoods, whatever you call it, zones, declare themselves gun-free zones. And all they do is prevent the good guys from having guns.
Let me get another text in here. Ask Senator Kramer if he thinks Trump will support him again after he betrayed him.
Well, I don't know that I've ever betrayed him, quite honestly. And I was honored to support him when I supported him early for president, when I was an elected official. He strongly encouraged me to get into the race. We said no to him many, many times. We finally said, sure, we'll do it for the good of the country. I've never asked Donald Trump for his support. He's not asked me for his support in this race either. I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding of our relationship. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. I will tell you this much, as I told a reporter, a North Dakota reporter last night, who wanted to know, would I still support Donald Trump if he becomes a Republican nominee? I said, if it's Democrat Joe Biden versus a Republican ham sandwich, I'm voting for the Republican. I mean, my gosh, I will take peace and prosperity over open borders, World War III, and high inflation, high interest rates, and recession every day of the week. And all this other noise is exactly just that, noise.
All right, final segment coming up on What's On Your Mind. We've got to talk about the Biden administration attack on power plants before we're done here, too, and try and get a debt ceiling question in. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Charelles and Mama Said. Final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer on the What's on Your Mind pre-Mother's Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Wanted to ask you about the Biden administration. This is a doozy now, ladies and gentlemen. They are planning to punish power plants. What do we make of this?
So this is their version of the Clean Power Act. Remember the Clean Power Plan that Barack Obama put up. North Dakota and several other states, West Virginia, sued and prevailed, had a stay, and then ultimately prevailed with the Supreme Court, and they threw the whole thing out. Donald Trump and the Trump administration came up with what's called the ACE. Remember that? The American Clean Energy Plan. What a beautiful name, the ACE. And one or two judges here, you know, a couple different places put a stay on it in their locations, but it was never overturned by the court. They claim all the time it's overturned or thrown out by the courts. It was not. The reason that the first one didn't get through is because, of course, the EPA, as they often do, went well outside of their legal boundaries. The Clean Air Act did not give the EPA the authority to determine, what fuel choice you had to make. They couldn't. They wanted a fuel switch, as they call it. That was deemed illegal under the Clean Air Act. Then they went outside the fence line. That has to do with choosing alternative sources. Well, these guys now, they want to bring that back, except they're going to do it another way, Scott. And the reason this is relevant is because it's going to be an interesting test in the courts. Remember just a few weeks ago, they did the electric vehicle deal where they didn't go after or force people to buy electric vehicles or force manufacturers to make electric vehicles. What they did is they set emission standards on a combustion engine to an impossible level, so it forces manufacturers to make electric vehicles without saying we're forcing them to make electric vehicles. Well, that's exactly what they're doing with this new power plan, which is to set in emissions goals, not just goals, requirements that are impossible to meet, and unless they capture the CO2 or promise to capture by a certain date. 2030 is one of the dates. 2035 is another date, depending on whether it's gas or coal. They require them to capture 90%. In other words, they're naming the technologies. My sense is, Scott, that it'll also be stayed rather quickly by a court. I would expect that some states will sue really quickly, maybe even some industries, because they just want to shut down all the coal-fired power plants. Their biggest problem will be, Scott, that what this would do is, first of all, it would make the grid less reliable, not more reliable, because guess what? The wind just doesn't blow all the time. And they hate nuclear. And solar panels come from China. They'd never meet their goals doing this other than the goal of shutting down coal-fired power plants and now gas plants as well. They have a little bit of an exemption for what are called peaker plants. Those are the gas plants that run only when the wind's not blowing. And the fact that you have to have a fossil fuel to back up unreliable electricity should tell you everything you need to know. So we're going to have quite a few weeks for sure discussing this as the details get worked through and come out. I actually am having breakfast one day this next week with EPA Administrator Michael Regan, who wanted to get together privately, just him and me, and I'm sure what he wants to talk about is this plan and why it's so great.
He seems like a reasonable fellow caught in a very radical administration to me. But.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, Scott. There are some really radical people caught up in a radical administration. Mayor Pete, I'm not even sure Mayor Pete is so much radical as he didn't know he was getting a job. He thought he was just getting the title. Obviously, the Interior Secretary, some others. Jennifer Granholm's she's not neither reasonable or smart enough to know what she's doing. Michael Regan has a pretty good head on his shoulders, but he does work for a radical administration.
Let me squeeze in one more call from Bruce in Minot for Senator Kramer. Go ahead quickly, Bruce.
Yeah, well, this might take a little longer than you have here, but I'm just kind of curious if you could comment on what's the procedure here in North Dakota as far as illegal immigrants. If they come into our state, are we totally, you might have talked about this already, but are we responsible as taxpayers? Does federal money come in to help to assist with these people?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. And I don't, you're certainly not obligated, I don't believe. Now, every state does it a little bit differently, even on the legal immigration side. As you know, North Dakota, many states, and North Dakota is one of them, use sort of a third party. It used to be the Lutheran Social Services. Something different now, at least with refugee placement. I will say this, Scott. One of the things I've often thought, and I don't comment a lot on state policies or state legislation, but I've never been comfortable with the state using an outside source. I actually think that immigration is one of those things where you want to leave it in the hands of the government itself, and I almost never say that, but a lot of it is federal, as far as I'm getting into the country. But states.
How about federal dollars to cover whatever impacts?
I doubt that there's. There are federal dollars that follow them for sure, but I don't know that you can get reimbursement, if you will, for state costs once you start incurring them. I'm not familiar enough with it.
Hope you got the answer you're looking for there, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Busy show as always with Senator Kramer. We'll see you again soon. Thank you.
Thanks. Happy Mother's Day, every mom.
Bye. Yeah. Celebrate those moms out there. Love them up. That's for sure. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.